Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today's show is about gratitude since we have Thanksgiving coming right up. It's our annual gratitude show. So we're going to go through all the different things you can be grateful for. We're going to go through all the frequency of gratitude as well. And we're going to be making that. And that's our show. And so our intention today is that we may all live in gratitude all the time. That's all. Before we get started, this is Miss Bear, by the way. And I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. Okay. So, let's see here. So, first of all, we've got our 17th International Globe Sound Healing Conference. That is complete, but you can still watch free playback through December 1st. So if you go to globesoundhealingconference.com, you can see all the details and you can register there. And we've got some really amazing presenters with sound baths before every presentation. So you just get freaking high just from the sound bath. But it was some really excellent presenters this year. So globesoundhealingconference.com. And then free playback till December 1st. And then we've got our online sound treatment center where you can get a sound treatment online way better than Zoom. We've got everybody trained on how to use stereo miking, so it sounds incredible like a CD. And some really good presenters or practitioners. There's also videos of every person, so you can check them out. Just get high just by checking out the videos of the practitioners. That's at soundtreatmentcenter.com. And if you want to be a practitioner, you can sign up as a practitioner, and we'll train you on how to do miking and do the online treatments for free. And then we've got the sound bath coming up that I'm doing Friday, December 6th, Sound of Love sound bath. I've been doing it for many years, so I've got a looper now, so I actually can have multiple sounds going at once. It's really, really very cool. And we've got a speaker system where the whole room's shaking with bass while I'm playing the instruments. And it's all about the sound of love. And really sending love out to the whole planet. So you can get tickets on Eventbrite, but if you go to soundhealingcenter.com/events, you'll find the links and all the information for that. And then we've got our next open house on the Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also put people in sound lounges and sound tables, and you get to try out the vest with six speakers in it and get blissed out and learn about how sound works. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations as well. You can find that also at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then we've got our in-person certificate program. We're the only state-approved sound healing program in the whole of the United States. We are a real college. So we've got two certificate programs. What that means is not only might our credits be transferable, but there's a lot of state approved institutes like hospitals throughout the US that require that you have a certificate to be able to work in them. And we are the only school in the whole US for sound healing that that takes care of that actual requirement by having a real certificate, a real college. So, and we've been a college for 20 years. We've got over 20 instructors, and our program is profound. I mean, I tell people it will change your life forever. And they're like, yeah, right. And then by the end of the program, they're like, oh my God, I'm completely transformed. Not only does it give you a new perspective on how the universe works, including the body and healing, but also you learn techniques to actually do your own practice. We are a vocational school college, so we have to place 70% of our student. So we actually train you with skills to actually do this as a career. and to heal yourself as well. And the other thing is we get you really peaceful and still over and over and over, so that becomes the norm. And so you can show others and train others into this peace and stillness. And when you're at peace and still, the immune system works better, the all organs go into alignment, you're more creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. So that program starts January 22nd here in Sausalito. If you pay by December 1st, you can get $300 off. Half of the program is online, and that's on opposite nights, all the way to do the in-person and online the same week. So it's not like it's 5 days a week, hardly ever. But you can do the whole program online as well. And that's starting, well, you could actually start just about every week. We've got a start time this Tuesday coming up, in fact. And about every 2 weeks, we have a start time. Works really well online, even if you can't make it out here. We also do have our summer intensive here in June. It's for 10 days if you want to make it out then as well. We also have a recording program. I not only wrote the number one selling book in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, I wrote the number one selling book in recording, which is or the number two books in recording, which are The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. I've sold over 100,000 copies. And so we teach how to record and mix and produce completely separate than the sound healing program. And that's starting in January online only. We also have our voice analysis program we sell. And if you buy it by this Monday, you can join the training on Sunday, December 1st. It's all about showing what notes are missing in your voice when you speak. And we've got research that's been done to actually show what issues physically and emotionally correspond to what notes are missing. And then you listen to a CD or download in that key and tone along with it, any vowel, as a remedy to get that note back in your system so you got a balance of all notes. And that's when energy flows and you're healed. Okay. We also have our Medical Sound Association, where we've got over 30 treatment plans. We've got over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists that have created these treatment plans. And they're like 30 pages long each. They're really detailed. So it's a really good resource. MedicalSoundAssociation.com. Of course, we also have our Sound Education Association, where we've got over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're creating a curriculum around the world. We also have, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find everything we have going on. We've got all of our classes under Globe Institute. And then the store, we've got over 4,400 products, like crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. We've got all types of technologies, sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins to vibrate you into bliss and overcome many issues. And then we've also got our sound therapy center with a wide range of treatments. At the Institute, we do sound massage. We do massage on the sound table besides just doing sound healing treatments as well. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com. And then under the Research Foundation, we've got over 1,000 clinical papers and student papers to check out, besides the Medical Sound Association and the Sound Education Association. So those are the different things we have going on at the Institute. So let me tell you about, let's talk about gratitude. So, when it comes to gratitude, we're going to be going through all the different things you can be grateful for and all of the things, all the challenges you can be grateful for as well. But first, let's talk about it this way. You know, here's the deal. when it comes to actually working with emotions, the key is to think about the energy or sound that accompanies any emotion, because that's the type of energy that you're running. And that sound or energy that's associated with the emotion is going through your whole body, often creating havoc. If it's a negative emotion, which is defined by sounds or energies that break your system down and even kill you, then it's not good for you. And here's a list of a lot of the negative emotions. The worst is powerlessness. Ah, you can't make a sound at all. Ah, it's really the worst of all. Then there's depression and despair. Ah, right? They're like grating sounds, or fear. That's not a good sound for you. Insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, or jealousy, or anger, discouragement. It's like a stuck sound. Blame. You can't really do the sound of blame without pointing. It's kind of like, right? Or worry is like going back and forth between good and bad. Or doubt, disappointment, overwhelmment, frustration, pessimism, or boredom. All of those sounds associated with each of those emotions are really not good for you. They're really not good for you. But the positive emotions are beautiful sounds. And the most important is the sound of gratitude and appreciation. That would be like this. That sound is really good for you. Not only is it good for you, it will heal you. Stable, consistent energies, which are like the vowels, are really healing, because the definition of peace is a frequency humming consistently, and that would be any vowel. Right? So gratitude is a wonderful energy for you physically. And HeartMath has shown that any negative emotion creates over 100 negative physiological responses in your body. Any positive emotion creates over 100 positive physiological responses in your body. So, to shift anything to gratitude when you have anything going on emotionally is the deal. This is well known, right? So, it's a wonderful sound and energy. But here's the tricky part, and this is really important. And that is to be grateful for your challenges and conflicts. It's not easy, especially when you're in the midst of a challenge or conflict. I find it practically impossible. It can be done, but it's not easy. It's a lot easier afterwards, but for some people, it's still not easy to be grateful for all of your challenges and conflicts. But that's the deal. Think of all of your challenges and conflicts, and let's see how we can be grateful for them. So, the Dalai Lama, first of all, says if someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves. And they are giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it, you learn compassion by practicing it. So this person that's hurting you is actually sacrificing themselves for you. They're hurting themselves to give you an opportunity to learn compassion. So for anybody that's ever hurt you, you can actually be grateful to them. Right? But here's another helpful point, or many points. There's been many studies in universities as to the things that people learn from trauma. They call it post-traumatic growth. In MIT University, they said people learn an increased appreciation of life when they have a trauma, warmer relations with others, recognition of new possibilities for one's life, a greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development, increased compassion for others, especially for someone that's going through the same thing you went through. It's so much easier to have compassion when you've already been through it. Increased capacity for forgiveness and humility. Increased desire to understand things. A deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things. Becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire a profound life-changing realization of what truly matters. Most express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival and make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another, express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. Loss brings new appreciation and new understanding. That's really the most important thing. And even I remember the teachings of Don Juan that I studied in college with Carlos Castaneda. You know, he says that really, it's really about being able to be grateful for whatever happens, for this challenge and conflict. But most importantly, it makes you realize that relationships are the only thing that's really important. In fact, I had this one psychic years ago, she said, you know, when you look back at your past lives, it's not about what you've done or anything in your life other than how your relationships went. It's the whole deal because that's where the karma is, and that's where it's really important to do harmlessness and really get to a place where your relationships are flowing, which includes compassion and forgiveness more than anything. It's really critical to learn compassion and forgiveness. And so from this list that we just went through, and knowing that when purple people hurt you, they're helping you grow, you can be grateful for anything in your life. Again, it's not easy. I had a class a couple of years ago, and one of the students, I said, does anybody having a hard time being grateful for their challenges and conflict? And this one woman said, yes, me. And she said, I said, what's going on? She said, my mother just got shot in the leg a couple of weeks ago, and now has lost her job and will be homeless within a month. Whoa. I said, well, are you closer to your mother? She said, oh, yeah. And I've even learned to have compassion for the guy who shot her. Like, whoa, you've already made headway. That's really cool. So the trick is to remember that it's all teaching you a lesson. Now, even if you fail to learn the lesson, you still have now gone through that challenge and you've got more information when a similar challenge were to come up. Because you know what not to do, at least. Even if you blew it, you know what not to do, right? But we can take this to the extreme of being grateful for all of the world challenges. Alice Bailey says World War II was the biggest heart opening we've ever had on this planet. But 300 million, or was, I mean, millions of people, I think 30 million, killed in World War II. And not even counting all the people that hurt. And everybody that knew those people dropped down into their heart instead of being in their head. So it opened their hearts drastically. So if you think of any catastrophe or anything that is a mess on the planet, and realize it's all breaking down the system so we can move forward anew, then you can be grateful for anything. Every challenge, every bad thing that happens is in the plan for us to go to a higher level, to learn from, grow from, and move to the next level. Even death, you can be grateful for. Actually, we just did a whole show just last month on grief. Gratitude is the ultimate resolution for grief. It is the antidote. When you can go, thank you for that bright light on the timeline of my life. How lucky am I to have known this person with all that love that it entailed? Thank you. Thank you. So instead of running grief, you do gratitude. So think of all your challenges and conflicts. Again, it's tricky when you're in the middle of it to be grateful for. You can, but it's not easy. So be grateful or be compassionate for yourself to not be grateful if you can't be grateful for a challenge. Right? But after the fact, you can get to a place of what it taught you. Right? Ultimately, compassion for all. That's where we're all headed. And growth. Right? The cool thing about gratitude is it really brings you into the present moment. You can be grateful for all the possibilities in your life, and that brings the future into this moment, and you feel that energy of gratitude, and you go, woo, right? Or the exact same. You can be grateful for all of the past things that have happened, good and bad. And that brings the past into the moment where you feel that energy of gratitude. So I just realized just today when I was thinking about this show, gratitude brings you into the present moment better than just about anything there is. Because now you're feeling gratitude for past and future. Not to mention just being present with all of the light around you in the moment, all of the sounds around you, all of your animals around you, all of the feelings in the body, all of the, every single thing in this moment, and just being grateful for life. Okay, so if you can't be grateful for a challenge or a conflict, any of your challenges and conflict, you can always revert to being grateful for what you have. I've got a video I want to play of a group of people toning the sound of gratitude, and you're going to have you tone along, while going through about 50 things we can be grateful for. So most of the things you can be grateful for. You know, if you don't have a grateful gratitude list, this is really helpful. This video will really help because it's really important to have a gratitude list. This is a more general one. It's nice to make your own gratitude list for you personally. Like, I love my mom, or I love my kitty, or, you know, I love this at my job, or whatever. I love this at my house. Make your own gratitude list. It's so important, and I'll explain why here in a bit. But it's so we're going to go through all the things you can be grateful for, but there's one big one that I left out of this list, and that is, I've never been hungry a single day of my life, ever, except maybe not getting back from a hike in time or fasting, right? Never been hungry a single day of my life. And there are millions of people starving to death. Probably many died today from starvation. Just that right there is such a major thing you can always be grateful for at any moment. So let me play this video that goes through many more. And tone along with it to get that energy and frequency of gratitude into your body. Okay. Here we go. This is, if you do a search for Sound of Gratitude on YouTube, you'll find this. Okay. Enjoy. Sound. Let's see. Uh-oh, no sound. Okay, let me start over. Uh-oh. Okay, so let me share again. Share sound. Might have to do some troubleshooting here. Okay, let's try it now. Nope, still no sound. Okay, this is weird. Okay, gratitude. Let's see, let me check one thing. Make sure this is working. Sound. Okay. Working now. Okay. Cool. Okay. Now it stopped working. Had it working for a second. Oh my God, this is weird. Okay, here we go. I go to time, not CN, Zoom. Okay, that's our problem. Let me share one more time and then we'll do it. Okay. Never had this problem before. Okay, stereo. Share sound. Okay, let's see what works now. No, still nothing. Ah! Okay, so do this one more time. Sound. There it is. Zoom audio device. Okay, it should work now. Okay, start over. We're grateful for this challenge. We made it through. We're totally grateful for this challenge. So perfect. Okay, here we go. Tone along. Amplitude is a stable, consistent vibration. It's an actual frequency. So let's find the frequency of gratitude for yourself. So tune in to your physical heart and bring up gratitude and appreciation for your heart beating 24/7, keeping you alive. Feel this energy of gratitude through your whole body, down to the cellular level. Let it surround you like a bubble and go through all of your auras. This feeling and energy of gratitude for your heart keeping you alive 24/7. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, tune in while staying in your own bubble. Tune in to the energy of everybody listening, just hundreds of people listening right now. So we've now created a whole resonant field of gratitude, probably around the whole world right now. So you've got your own bubble of gratitude down to the cellular level, and you've got the whole group listening to this podcast. But there's a third level. Looks like Bear likes that one. And that is gratitude on the whole planet. 400,000 babies born just about every day. A lot of people in gratitude. A lot of people that live in gratitude throughout the planet as well. There's this massive field of gratitude on the whole planet. So now we've got the gratitude of the whole planet, the gratitude of our group, and the gratitude of your own little bubble. Tune in to all three levels of gratitude at the same time. The whole planet, our group, and your own bubble. Feel it all at once. Now, if this energy of gratitude had a frequency, go up and down in your head and find that frequency that matches that energy of gratitude. Just play with it. You can't get it wrong. Just go up and down until you find a frequency that matches it. Got it? Okay. Now, make the sound of gratitude at all three levels. Doesn't have to be the same as mine. Just whatever you get. Or just this, any frequency. When you resonate any emotion and a sound at the same time, you create a stronger resonant field that is more powerful in your own body and goes out to the whole planet. There's another thing that happens when you do this. When you tune in to multiple things at once, you go into a state of theta, where your whole brain is working. Instead of focusing on one thing at a time with the prefrontal cortex, when you tune into multiple things at once, like your own bubble, the group, and the whole planet, you go into a state of theta, which is the same state that people are when they're one with the universe. You're in theta. And this state happens whenever you tune into multiple things at once, whether it's sparkles on the water or all the sounds in a mix of music in a song, all the instruments, where you tune into all of them at once, or even a view where you're tuning into the whole view. That's why we love views, because it takes us into this higher state where the whole brain starts working of theta. Or you can tune into all of the frequencies, oh, here we go, We can tune into all the frequencies in a crystal bowl or a gong, for example. I mean, a gong has like thousands of frequencies. To tune into all of them at once takes you into a altered state. Anytime you tune in to multiple things at once, you get out of the prefrontal cortex, which is where worry happens. When you're focused on a problem or a challenge or a conflict, the prefrontal cortex goes, how can we figure this out? How can we figure this out? How can we figure this out? What are we going to do now? Right? It gets into mental mode to try to, that's what the prefrontal cortex and the right brain or left brain is all about, figuring out problems and fixing them, especially if you're a guy. Right? So the trick is when you've got a problem, to actually tune in to multiple things at once, which would be all of your problems. Instead of trying to focus on the positive, actually tune into all your problems. And then, at the same time, to bring in all levels of reality, tune in to all the things in the world you're grateful for that we just went through. At the same time, all problems and all things you're grateful for simultaneously. Basically, the whole of your life, right? All the problems and all the positive at the same time. And just sit with all of them. Do it now. Tune in to all your problems. What are your problems? And now, all of the things you can be grateful for. They're all here in front of you right now. And you go, ah. Because now you're not stuck in the prefrontal cortex. You're tuned into multiple things at once where you go into theta. Kitty likes that one. And now the whole brain starts working, and you have way more capacity to be able to deal with those challenges and those problems. And theta is a very peaceful state. Again, that's where you are when you're one with the universe. It's where you are when you're in gratitude. It's where you are when you are in love or running love and also in compassion. Your brain goes into a rhythm, theta. Right? So then we can take that to the next level. And that's now where you're actually tune into all problems on the whole planet. All the wars, all the politics, all the catastrophes, all the weather issues, all the pollution, all of the problems of people not being kind and hurting people, so to speak, on the whole planet. Tune into all of it. Now, look at all the amazing things in nature. How beautiful nature is. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. And all of the kind little things that everybody, just about everybody, does for other people. Just little sweet things. Just about everybody's always thinking how they can be kind or sweet to others. Just about everybody. It's unbelievable the amount of caring that goes on this planet. Not to mention love, joy, and all the things of humanity. Oh my God, we're so freaking blessed. Okay, so tune into all of it. All problems, all gratitude for all the incredible things at once. But then, to actually switch it now so there are no problems. It's all perfect. It's all for our growth to go to a higher level All of these problems are built in to actually help us grow. I had a big problem where I lost my school previously, 20 years ago. Somebody said to me, "You know, Dave, we actually plan with our guides exactly how many problems we're going to have in this lifetime. And the more problems we have, the more we grow. If everything goes really well, we don't grow as much and we don't ascend as much to a higher level of consciousness." And so you can be grateful for all of it. For all of it. Right? Tune into all of it and be grateful for all of it. And the sound of that is, do it with me here. We're talking being grateful for noise and distortion, for frustration, aggravation, irritation, disturbance, annoyance, nuisances, disappointments, dissatisfaction, anger, resentment, pain, fear, and all suffering. Because it all helps us to grow and learn to be at peace in the midst. It's all perfect. It's all perfect. So may you be in gratitude at all times. Remember, it is the most important stepping stone to get out of the 3D stuff and problems and bring you back to the moment where there are no emotions. When you are the witness in the moment, watching it all happen, it's perfect. So ultimately, this is where we're headed. Bliss out. Come back and do gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then bliss out. And gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's higher consciousness. Bliss and then back to gratitude. Imagine everybody on the planet in that energy, including yourself. Imagine what that would feel like. There's a big one to be grateful for, that visualization. Hold that energy. Everybody on the planet, grateful all the time, including yourself. Hold that energy for at least the rest of the day and night. Weekend ahead, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and ultimately, lifetimes ahead.